Psalm 6. To the chief musician on Neganoth upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weep. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly.
Inspired by the ire that you hold inside you, directed at me just takes my fire brighter. Surrounded by liars, he still takes me higher. All praise to the highest, I walk with kings, sire.
The writer in this psalm says, deliver me, God, cause who gonna praise you if I'm in the grave? See, David wasn't scared to give God praise. He wasn't stuck on his position. He wasn't worried if the snooty people say, oh, you shouldn't do that. You too dignified. You the king. You can't act like that. You supposed to act like you missed it such and much now that you got a position. David was like, I'm not tripping off this position like that. This job, this position, this business, this office, it doesn't make me. See, when David became king and his people brought the Ark of the Covenant, which embodied the presence of God, he danced with all of his might in front of all the people. His wife, Michal, who was the daughter of the previous king, Saul, who had been rejected by God as king, Michal was like, why are you acting like that in front of the people? It's embarrassing. But David said, that's why God picked me instead of your daddy to be king. Because you too stuck on people and what they think. And God cursed her never to have children. Look, here's the moral of the story. Give God praise. Look where he brought you from, what he did for you, how he kept your kids safe, how you eluded the foolishness you were into, how he blessed you. The list goes on and on. And now you're going to act like you can't give God praise because of what people might think? Man, stop it, bro. Don't compromise your future and your blessings because you're worrying about people, because ultimately, promotion comes from God. Psalm 75 says, promotion doesn't come from the east, west, or the south. But God is the judge. He brings one down and he exalts another. With all that said, think about it. You're not going to praise God because of what someone else might think. Someone who probably ain't studying you, and worse, don't even like you anyway. Question is, whose side are you on in the first place? Moses confronted the people he was leading after they were worshiping a golden calf, and he said, who's on the Lord's side? Exodus 32:26. Jay-Z used to have this song called Who You With. It went something like, more dough to get, more shows to rip. I suggest you all roll with the click, chick, who you with? Frozen wrists, his flows is sick. Anyway, y'all get the point. Really, who you with though? Elijah, a man of God in the Bible, says the same thing when he confronted the people who were going back and forth between worshiping God and worshiping another man-made image they call Baal. Elijah said in 1 Kings 18:21, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. They said nothing. Man, pick a side. Look, my daughter was mad about a decision I made, and she goes and tell my wife about it. Because my wife likes to console him and whatnot, but wifey agreed with my decision. So my baby said to my wife, well, whose side you on anyway? Wifey said, I'm not on your side or your daddy's side. I'm on the right side. And baby, you wrong in this instance. And so that's just my whole point. Get on the right side. Peace.